Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. Fans to their feet. Bouchard has missed Dreisaitl. Down to our right. Forsling in the corner. He'll try and hold this. 10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making is a reality. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah!
Start the celebration, South Florida. The Panthers have done it.
Stanley Cup champions!
The Florida Panthers.
On the mountaintop. Uh-huh.
Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions.
Oh, we crossed the finish line, buddy. We crossed it. Oh, what a group of bunch of guys. Paul Maurice, congratulations. Oh, what a team. What a gutsy effort. That is some cojones, boys. Wow. Oh!
They did it. The team from the start of training camp had one goal, and that was to get back to the Stanley Cup final and finish the job. Mission accomplished. The Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions. Soak it all in.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
Bam!
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look
at you. They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch a YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Hey, Leroy, you don't look so good, dude. What's wrong, man? Are you okay? Is everything all right?
I found out what the remedy is for cat fever.
What did you do?
Lord Stanley!
Frog boy over there!
I got the Stanley Cup!
Frog boy is a champion!
Wow!
What a night!
Hey. Goosies on top of Goosies, dude! Wow! What a night!
Wow, dude.
Can I just say, if there's anything that'll get you on the hooch, that'll have you drinking whatever you have, oof, it was going through that 2-1 game,
dude.
I was like,
2-1 filthy.
2-1 filthy. 2-1 filthy was my pants last night. 2-1
like, <yes.
laughs> filthy.
Dude, hey.
Goosey's galore.
I'm going to say this again. It's something about the angst that you felt, but when you watched those guys play hockey last night, you never felt that they were nervous.
I didn't feel they were nervous, but I was so scared. When they're...
The starfish is here!
The starfish!
Selfish is here.
Hold on. We'll zoom out.
Put the music on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where's my music, Frogboy?
Where's my music, Frogboy?
Champion murderer right there, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
That's a champion murderer right there.
We're all getting rings.
Hey, wow. How are the nerves? Because I know.
What?
Oh, first of all, normally we're the ones sending in with the doo-doo pants.
Dude.
Oh, but man.
J-Fig was on fire. I'm like, what is she doing?
Can I just tell you?
I never
did. Have you ever seen so many sticks on the ice?
Oh.
Stedlin losing a stick.
I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, what now we doing?
Did Forsling have the wrong stick?
Now we're playing defense like the glove because you don't have a stick. I'm like, what are we doing?
They should have put some cardboard out for Bobby's breakdancing out there.
Oh.
And everybody's just like, pot! It was like it's like when there's a fumble and everybody just yells, football!
I'm familiar with that.
Everybody just dove to it. It was great. Dude, it was crazy. It was a crazy.
But.
Like on edge of your seat, but like exhilarating too, because like when Reinhardt breaks through with the goal, you're like, oh.
Of course it'd be him though. Of course it'd be Carter Verhaeghe.
That's my guy right there.
Oh no! Damn it,
he just knew he took a little tome stuff love and he goes, I don't want to go to the Yotes. I don't want to go to the Yotes.
Oh, my goodness.
You traded him to the Yeti yesterday.
No. I traded him. I threatened to send him to the empty Yotes facility. Deserted.
Great.
Oh, my goodness. And I tell you what. Kudos to the fans. That atmosphere was on fire.
Luongo killed
dude.
Oh.
Did he snort hockey? Because he just was like, that was don't lose energy from Bobby Lou.
Yeah.
What? Because he wasn't on rhythm. He wasn't on rhythm.
No. Who cares?
Nobody cares. He was like the little energizer.
Yeah, dude. He's just like, him. You could just tell, like, him and Bill Zito have been sitting in that luxury box.
If they
pent up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look good in the jersey.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So,
dude, they did it.
Yep. And you know what? They were back to what they had been doing.
Yep.
How worn
those
down.
Those are our cats.
How worn down was Edmonton in the third period?
Oh, my God.
They got nothing.
Dead.
We needed one period of defense, and we definitely got
it. Oh, that. And my favorite was at the end of the game, you knew
the
goalie was coming off. They couldn't get him off, dude. They couldn't get him off.
And they were like, there were two. Like,
hey, he kept doing this. He kept doing this. And they're like,
what a night, dude. What a friggin' night.
I couldn't get out. So, listen.
You couldn't get out where?
I couldn't get out of jacuzzi. It was I'm like, okay. I was like the goalie, right? As soon as I feel comfortable, I say, okay, well, if I just, long as I touch the water. So, I stayed in the pool. So I got out of the jacuzzi and went right into the pool and stood on the edge, right? Now, I was by myself. Let's just say the neighborhood heard it.
Did they?
Oh, my goodness.
Let me just say, like...
All my neighbors heard
me. But you know what's weird?
No,
for me, like, you guys are happy that... I'm happy for people.
Yeah.
Right? Because I never got to experience it and I got close. But I'm happy for Paul Maurice. I'm happy for Bob. You know, for all the guys who have been like through it. Barkov.
Yeah, dude's like, been here since he was a teenager.
Right.
Sergei Bobrovsky, 35 years old.
Right.
Cements a place in the Hall of Fame.
Let's not forget some of the stuff that they had to go through.
Yeah.
Right? And it goes to show you.
And it was cool, like, just Kachuk, the whole Kachuk family's there.
Yeah.
You know, like, you see Big Wall give him the waddle. Like, makes for a great penguin.
But yeah. Now, here's the thing. I was thinking, what's the chances of you going to middle school with somebody and you guys both winning a championship the same year?
Oh, that's pretty rare, dude.
That Rare.
That's pretty rare, dude.
Rare.
That's pretty rare, dude.
Rare.
I mean, but one of them was Fugazi, though.
Right.
I mean, you know,
I mean, okay.
You gotta go ahead
and especially both right because now, like, what's going on? You know, you got like some famous alum who went to your school, but like, you know,
yeah.
You guys have some cool accomplishments, but not winning championships a week apart.
Right.
That being said, I don't think Matthew Tkachuk is the itch to go to Boston to celebrate.
No.
We should, though. That'd be fun.
No, it wouldn't.
Would it really be?
Hey, no. Let me tell you something.
Bruins fans.
When they walk into to your restaurant or you sit them and you feed them and you give them drink, right? They should be in here like Vikings. More ale!
More ale! To Lord Stanley. Dude, when they're like pouring the drinks, the locker room shots
already?
Last night. Oh, did you see Lomberg?
Oh, my
God.
Wait, he's the same size as the cup. How could he drink out of it?
Oh, dude, it's
he's tiny. Isn't that adorable?
He is.
He looks like a five-year-old with a full lock of hair.
He looks like a shirt. He's like a shirtless rock star hoisting the cup, trying to, like, pour the beer into his teammates, into their teammates' mouths. Incredible. Incredible.
How much you think, like, he could have drowned. He's so little. Like, when it was his turn. Wait, I'm getting waterboarded.
We got. Hey, what's up, Smitty? How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you feeling?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah!
Ah! 30 years, people. 30 years I've been waiting. I was at that first hockey game. I still got my hockey stick ticket. And when they come out here in Utah next year, which I still can't believe, you can't believe the name they gave the team out here.
What do they call them?
The Utah Hockey Club.
That's stupid.
What did they do? Oh my gosh, who came up with that name?
I don't know, Smitty.
Be fired right away.
I agree, Smitty. Hey, congrats, buddy.
It's a great day in Florida. We needed this. We needed it real bad. Don't even talk about football today, people. Let's enjoy this, and let's enjoy it, and be proud of what we have here.
Hell yes.
A team like this for the last 3 years, and hopefully we can re-sign everyone and bring everyone back. And Paul Maurice, dude, you remind me of Shula.
It's a great accomplishment for him, Smitty. That was when they go to that was really cool because he didn't get the cup until he's on ESPN and he's talking to Emily Kaplan, and right as she's about to start. Brings the cup over, and you could just see like it wash over him,
right.
And him just like it was so cool to see that moment.
It's like
him.
For 2 years he'd been holding in his emotions because they say you know periodically on the side you see him lose his stuff,
yeah,
right. But he's just like calm and he lost it.
Yeah, we'll hear from plenty of Paul Maurice. We got all the if you guys were too busy partying, banging pots and pans yesterday, we'll bring you all the post game stuff. Jesse, you got cat fever.
Guys, I do. It's obvious. It's obvious. I don't want to say the obvious. I'm sick as a dog right now. But really quick, I got to say, Leroy, you held it down yesterday. You were like a father figure. I was flaking around like a frosted flake. And you sat there and you kept me stable, Leroy. You kept me stable. But I already know why I'm sick. I want to tell you guys why the Oilers are sick, dude. I'm going to tell you why right now, dude. They're sick. They're sick because while we're here eating pollo tropical, these guys are eating fish and chips. Bro, while they're sitting there wearing these snow boots, I'm in my chancletas. I got a croqueta. I'm a casual fan. That's why they're sick to their stomachs.
Goosies.
Dude, these guys are sick. They're sick and tired, dude, because they're lame, bro. That's right. I'm speaking for 99% of us, all right? We won in the fourth quarter, dude. That's right. Casual hockey fans, baby. They're sick to their stomach, dude. Oilers are lame, fan. Lame. Let's go, bro. Let's go.
Let's go.
Like his taunt is, we don't care as much as you, Canada. We got what you want.
Yeah.
Like,
now that's the epitome of a taunt.
I didn't even really want this thing. But I'll enjoy it.
I'll sit here and I'll enjoy it. What about you, Eddie? You enjoying it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
You don't sound so good, dude.
Have some recommendations.
I've got cat fever.
Cat fever!
To my health.
Wow, man. Well, I wish you don't get better.
The only time that's acceptable.
That's really. The only time that's acceptable.
Go drink a lot of booze to remedy this. Okay.
Good stuff, guys. Go Cats.
There you go. Go Cats, Eddie. We'll get to more of your calls if you guys want to get in. 305-567-0560. It's a party all day right here on 560 WQAM. Back up to this.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Streaming in your ears on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Go download that now. We're taking your calls today. Your Florida Panthers are champions of hockey. Stanley Cup champs, Leroy. Lord Stanley resides down here. We have already we're watching videos on during the break of Alexander Barkov and it looked like Anton Lundell on a golf cart bringing the Stanley Cup final to the elbow room. To which Matthew Tkachuk is already pouring drinks in people's mouths. So
from the second floor.
Yeah, that's right. From the
Can we leave the station?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, Jay Vig. I mean, boots on the ground. If you want to go investigate, I'm all for it. That's journalism.
That's journalism.
The parade is Sunday. The parade is Sunday. And it's Goosey's galore, dude.
Where is the parade route?
I don't know that.
It is in Fort Lauderdale, I imagine, but we still don't know the route.
We don't know the route.
I feel like it would be somewhere around the elbow room.
I feel like if it's at the elbow room. I feel like if it's at the elbow room.
You have to have, if you live in South Florida,
yep.
At some point your parade has to show everybody in the world the beach.
Yeah.
The beach. Like, look at what we do down here.
This is what our hockey team enjoys.
Oh.
So great.
What I really don't think they would do it around a mall.
I don't like the elbow room.
No, I doubt it.
Elbow room reminds me of Bills fans.
Not anymore. Baby. That's home of the cup.
Yeah.
You don't want to know why?
Why?
Because the Bills have never held a trophy in their life. Never!
That's true.
Never!
Bums,
dude. The Cats, they complete the Infinity Stone, the last one down here.
That's true.
That's what we need to be a shirt. Yeah. With the four. I'm efforting it.
There we go.
We'll work on that.
What a time, everybody. What a time. Let's go out. What do we got here? Who is on line one? We got Marcus. Marcus, what's going on, dude? How you feeling?
Oh, man. Gentlemen, what a night. First of all, I love your show. I want to make just two little quick points. One, the tension in my living room was so bad, it could make Will Rogers punch a nun. That's how tense it was.
Very tense.
But also, oh, my God, I'd like to make this one point that nobody's made. Isn't it ironic that the Oilers were served up a jagged little pill by Alanis Morissette before the game started?
Yeah. That was weird. Like, Alanis Morissette, first of all, what the hell? Like, just slap us in the face, all right? Like, no disrespect.
Tried to set it up by saying this. She's both Canadian and American.
Yeah.
She was also here this past weekend performing at the I Think.
She didn't seem like she enjoyed it very much. Because first of all, it was hijacked, and then so she was kind of off note. The Oilers fans.
She was putting her own little thing.
Yeah,
and listen, the Canadians were singing their national anthem at their pace, and they don't allow for any.
Yeah,
nuance.
They're not ready for alt rock.
Right. Whereas when we sing the national anthem, we know.
Little bit of
that a rock star is going to put their own twist on it, and we're going to have to change the way we sing.
I feel like I wish she would have done more with it.
Whoa.
With what?
She felt
her
too
little runs, you know.
I felt like she didn't like. She's like, I'm over this. As soon as she walked out there,
she wasn't really.
But thankfully, you want to know who saved the pregame? Bobby Lou.
Bobby Lou.
Bobby Lou saved the pregame, dude.
Also, yeah, he looked. They told him, "You go out there and beat the hell out of that drum." And he said, yes.
I got you.
That's it.
I got you. You got Sergey Bobrovsky with ABC after this. And my guy, a champion. Focus. All that work. First, actually, let me get the call yesterday from Plagans on WQAM, because that scramble, which had me pooping my pants.
Oh,
I mean, and the glove save. Like, I don't know if you've seen, have you guys seen the side angle of it? Because it was, whew, I mean, like, Leroy, this was so close to being tied.
How did this guy come in fourth?
I don't understand. Yeah, I just saw the results of this.
Yeah.
But, like, he gets that glove to save this puppy. Unbelievable job by him. Here's the call last night.
McDavid out to the line, a drive and a save made by Bobrovsky that time on Bouchard. Draisaitl up top. Ekholm across one time. Bouchard save made by Bobrovsky with the pad. Out to the line again, Bouchard. He'll hold it for the Oilers. Long shot in front of chance. Whacked at. And somehow, some way, that stays out of the net.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
What a pile up down there. And somehow Bobrovsky on top of it. And Zach Hyman looked like he had a wide open net and he wasn't able to cash in. And the Panthers remain up a goal with 7:02 to go here in the third.
Unbelievable.
It was. Can I just tell you? And I don't care where you are. Here's the deal. None of us could follow that puck once again amongst all the people. So you have no idea what is going on. And you're like, what?
I was on top of my couch. Like,
right.
Oh my God.
Right. I mean, it was like,
there's five Panthers on the ice. But I don't see a puck in the net.
I mean, they're all just, everybody's just laying down. And then wait, when he did this, I'm like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Like, he went like this. I'm like,
touchdown?
No! I'm like, what does that signal mean? I'm like, somebody better tell me quick. I'm about to lose it.
Man, our boy just played himself into the Hall of Fame. Here's Sergey Bobrovsky after he hoists Lord Stanley, which, I mean, the smile on his face.
Yes.
He got the cup
goosies.
Second.
It was
they
goosies.
Give it to Bargy captain, and he goes right to Bob, and he gives Bob the cup.
Yeah.
And, man, just so how all that work that he's put in.
Well, I would say in the last 4 years, of everybody who's still here, he got the most heat.
For sure.
Right.
Big contract, called an albatross.
So Barkov doing that shows, hey, man, we know.
Yeah.
We know.
Called him our best player, though, after the game.
We know.
I loved it, man. That was Goosey's galore for me. Here was Bob.
Sergey Bobrovsky, you are a Stanley Cup champion. When I say that, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, that sounds good. No, I mean, I'm really happy. I want to thank God for this opportunity, for this experience. I'm nothing without him. I want to dedicate this win for him. And yeah, I'm just blessed.
How would you describe your journey to get here?
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Everything was worth it. Every day, you know, every minute of the work, it's worth for this little moment, and I want to enjoy it.
What were some of the obstacles you had to overcome?
It wasn't easy after, like, they got to 3-3, you know, 3 losses in a row, but we were thinking that, like, we have to overcome that to become a true champion. We have to overcome the adversity and everything that opponent or enemy throw at us, you know, to become the really true champion.
You put on an incredible performance tonight. Take us through your mindset. What's going through your mind when you got in the net tonight?
Yeah, just one moment at a time. That's it. It was an unbelievable energy. The fans give us a fuel. So it was so quick, you know, the intensity, the emotions. It was tight and it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
When you say the fans, what is it like playing hockey in Florida?
Yeah, they deserve that cup. So they were amazing. 2 years, I mean, they were amazing all my time here. So, and they just, like, our community, fans community, get bigger and bigger. And we like that and we appreciate that. And I think they deserve that.
I love him.
Goosey's galore.
I love him. I'm so happy for him.
My face hurt.
Hey.
Just listening to them.
You got to go talk to your boy now.
Man.
You got to talk to your boy.
You're free to talk to your boy.
I told you!
You are free to talk to your boy.
Man. All the time.
Now you're going to have to catch up to him. Because from the looks of it, it's going to be hard to get a hold of a Panther.
Oh, dude. They're going to be partying their asses off. Yep. Good for them. They deserve it.
You know what I thought?
I mean, all the traveling that they did this week, too. All the anxiety that you had to go. Forget if it's just the season, which is already crazy. Because Kachuk said, he's like, we played over 100 games.
Right.
Like, it's crazy all the things they put their body through. You saw by the end. I mean, those Oilers did have dead legs. They got them out there.
Well, and this is what – this last game was the epitome of what the Panthers had done to teams all year. And for some reason, for the last three games – they let them just skate all over the place. They didn't do anything to take their legs, to wear them down or whatever. But this last game, I mean, everybody's like, oh, these Panthers are made. I'm like, man, we've seen this all year. Like, stop acting like this is something new.
It was great, man.
Like, at the third period, when you look across and look at the other team and they look exhausted, that's what the Panthers have
done.
That's
exactly what they want.
Every single team they've played all year.
They made their impact early. The getting on top was huge. I mean, with them evening it up, just like, all right, they're on top. Let's go. It's broken through. I just felt like the relief was there immediately.
When Verhaeghe gets that helter-skelter moment that we just heard, I got a little relief when I realized that Edmonton couldn't get the man advantage. They tried to get the goalie out. They couldn't do it.
That was it. And then the other huge play for me in the second period, the penalty kill. When Stenlin loses, Stenlin's out there, no stick. No stick.
He's out there like the glove. Basketball.
He's just like, we're going. He's like, we're doing this, boys.
He's laterally moving.
Yes, arms doing out. Like basketball.
There's just wood all over the ice.
But I tell you,
half court defense.
His was crazy. Like, I think the thing that they're worried about is, oh, damn, I'm going to have to block this with my face. Yeah. Right? Because then they start jump. Every time a guy's without a stick, he jumps on the ground. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Well, they, too, used the cheeks at the end, yeah?
Yes.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes,
replace his tongue with the stick.
Alfred, what's going on, Alfred?
Oh, my God. We just went from choking on the cup to Lord Stanley's cup, baby! Spit out the cup! Let's go! Come on now!
What a day. What a day, South Florida. We'll take a break. Back with more Cats coverage. Your Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. Tobin and Leroy rolls on after this.
Filthy.
Oh, man. Drink it in, South Florida.
2-1 filthy.
The Florida Panthers, Stanley Cup champions, Paul Maurice. That's last year with what the identity he wanted. 2-1 filthy. Talking about it last night. I saw Evan Rodriguez drop a 2-1 filthy on the end. They're like, she's like, 2-1 filthy. I'm like, yep.
2-1 filthy.
What a win, dude. What
a poetic.
Poetic. Perfect way. Mwah, to cap it off, Frog Boy.
I heard him say nothing was easy for this Panthers team, including this final. And it was worth it, man. It was absolutely worth it.
It was a cool night last night. Cool night as a dad last night. My son was sitting with me the entire time. And that was a cool experience because we've come a long way since I failed him not getting in the Stanley C. Panther at the preseason Panthers Tampa Bay Lightning game from two seasons ago. He gets the Stanley C. Panther
redemption.
But last night he stuck by my side the entire way.
Nice.
And I mean, he really hates that Chris Knobloch.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Hates him, dude.
Got a punchable face.
Hates Chris Knobloch. He was booing him every time. He goes, who's that? Who's their coach? And he's just hitting him with boos. He called him a loser. My son, not a graceful winner.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not a graceful winner.
You know, it's okay. When you win, you decide how you're going to be.
Right. And to the victor, go the spoil. You know, we had to sit here and watch those charlatan bums say whatever they want. So yeah. if he wants to take a couple pot shots at Knobloch, I'm all for it. You know what? Raising petty. That's what I'm trying to do.
He joined you as well in the postgame celebration.
Sure did.
That was great.
Sure
was
did. Great to see he goes out there. Everybody knows when something happens in sports in my neighborhood because all they hear is, Leroy!
You can tell school's out.
Oh, yeah.
Had a tandem jump.
He was, and you want to know something?
He's laughing the whole time.
I sent him to bed afterwards because I'm like, all right, you know, as we saw, you know, him and we saw Bob raise the cup. And then, you know, I'm like, all right, it's bedtime. It was really late at that point. I think it was like 11:30 for them. Wow. And then all of a sudden, I'm like hearing some rump because I'm like, you know, I can see my kitchen from my couch. I'm like, what's that? And he's like a half hour later, I'm still sitting there on the couch. I'm watching SportsCenter. Yeah. He's sneaking out. I'm like, what are you doing?
No way.
He's like, I want to keep watching. I'm like, what am I to do? Say no?
Look, yeah.
What am I to do? Say no?
My video from the elbow room.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Wait, you know, my I was
Aaron?
Thinking that yesterday.
Yeah, it is.
My
look at that.
My son has never seen the Panthers not in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Lucky him.
That was like my daughter. Well, it was like my daughter with the Heat were born. Yeah. I was like, you only know the good stuff.
Right.
You only know the good stuff.
And man, every year.
Look, 10 years is like it's not the longest drought in the world, but it certainly has felt like a drought, especially with all the close calls that the city has gotten here, man. You know, like with last year with the Panthers, incredible run, miracle run, all the OT winners. But then, you know, you're banged up like everybody's hurt going into that Stanley Cup final last year. And they made it all the way back. The Heat, of course, you know, doing what they did last year.
Yeah.
This year, you know, weren't able to do it. But, like, for the Panthers to finally get it over the line and do it with so much angst because, man.
You kids are pampered. What? I didn't.
What?
You know how long I waited?
For what?
For my teams just to go to the playoffs.
Are you talking about the Saints, dude?
Yeah.
What? You got to go to the NFL in between.
Huh?
You got to go play in the league in between. You got cool stuff.
Still didn't win.
You got cool stuff.
Come on. I mean, I had to wait till I was 18. No, 19 until they even went to the playoffs.
You got to watch a T-Wolves game with Prince.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Let's hear from Paul Maurice.
Oh, my God.
Paul Maurice. He was talking yesterday. This was him saying, you don't win the cup, you share it.
Goosies, by the way.
Great line.
There's a whole bunch of things you don't know until you get there. You don't win a Stanley Cup. I didn't win the Stanley Cup tonight. I got to share it. And that is a completely different idea. Not that I thought this was all about me. I certainly didn't. I mean, you can replace me tomorrow. That's a good hockey team. But that's what I learned. You don't win a Stanley Cup. You share it. You get to share it.
Wow.
That's good.
I tell you what. There's one guy who was not so calm during the angst of the Stanley Cup finals.
Zito?
He wasn't having it.
Yeah, he was. He's already thinking like it's classic maniac. He's like, hey, we gotta get to free agency. We gotta get to the draft. Is the draft Friday?
Draft is Friday.
Friday.
It's at the
Sphere.
The Sphere.
That's not fair.
I know.
So wait, he's got to go to the draft. Do they have to go to the draft? They could do it down here, right? War room.
No, they go. They probably have a war room there. They're doing it in the Sphere. You know they got. Accommodations.
They got to send a Panthers rep? Well, you know, maybe the Panthers instead
No, they got to go flex.
So,
you
like,
know, if you a Panthers, hey, if you play Panthers front office, you go in there.
When do they do the awards? Don't they do the awards there too?
Thursday.
Thursday are the awards.
Thursday.
So, wait, the Panthers are going to Vegas and then coming back for Sunday.
Yeah,
that's why it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Bob's going to get his best now.
You think?
Hopefully.
I don't know. He deserves it.
He deserves it.
Well, it was, but think about this. It was already voted on before the Stanley Cup.
Emphasis on con.
I understand.
So
I understand. But can I just say, it's a little ridiculous to give it to McDavid.
Like, what are we doing here?
First of all,
great, and you said it was too much of what I said.
Great job. You know, record 4 points, back-to-back games. Great. Makes it a series. Certainly awesome. We all acknowledge he's awesome. can you be the most valuable when your team, when the chips are on the table?
Man. You didn't come, you didn't score. Donut.
Donut. And donut. Stoned by Bob. And Bob finished fourth.
Yeah, that's great.
I was like,
who would
Barkey had the most Panthers points.
He was
because near unanimous for McDavid. Only I think Bob got one first place vote.
Yeah.
So it would have been even lower if somebody had him in the normal setting. But that's crazy. What are you, three games in the Stanley Cup, one goal or less, a shutout. They're not here without him.
Yeah.
What is that? I know you want to make Canada feel good. We all want to make Canada feel good.
That ain't going to make... You sent them home with wood. We got silver, baby.
It's a lame-ass looking trophy, but I want it. That's Bob's trophy.
Yeah.
McDavid didn't even come out. No sportsmanship.
Nope.
He didn't accept your award.
I was going to say, he didn't even accept his trophy.
Hey, by the way.
What?
It's not bad sportsmanship for him not to come out there.
Carey Bettman's like, we accept this on McDavid's behalf. Yeah. Like, it's the Oscars.
Hey, yeah, like, to explain, you...
He was broken. I actually felt bad for him.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way.
He's like,
for anybody to even suggest that it's poor sportsmanship for him not to come out there and stand and get booed by everybody and wave and...
Well, when he was announced, when well, he was booed. Started
he right. was, and then people said that was classes by the Panthers fan, but like, Bob deserved it, dude. Well, I'm sorry.
Wait, yeah.
did.
Wait.
No shot Barkov wins in a
listen,
loss.
I've called fans classless, and I've said they've done things in poor taste, right? I've been a part of it. But let me explain something to you. What in the hell do you think is going to happen if you give the Stanley Cup to the home fans and then try to give the MVP to a guy on the other team?
Ridiculous.
What do you think is going to happen?
And Gary Bettman, you know, this is why everybody doesn't like him, because...
He didn't do it.
What?
He didn't vote for it.
I understand he didn't vote for it, but the way he announced it, it was kind of like American Idol. And this year's Conn Smythe, and I'm sitting here.
Nervous.
I'm sitting here with Sophie. I'm like, oh, here we go. Bob's about to get his award. Bob's about to get his. Leading the league in scoring these playoffs. I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Whatever. But then Bob had the trophy.
Wait,
and I
but
didn't
then
care.
The Conn Smythe is the. It's not. The
it's playoffs.
It's playoffs. Playoff.
It's playoffs.
Yeah. Which makes it a little difficult because you're going to give it to somebody who goes
was,
to the finals.
Okay, but the odds on
Bob,
like Bob was the odds on favor before game four.
Right, correct.
He was the odds, like, the landslide odds on favor to win that. Yeah. They did say something on the broadcast, which I don't really understand. They said they have to get their vote in 10 minutes in the middle of the third period, which to me is stupid. We have computers.
What?
Why? I don't understand that. But yeah, dude, Bob... I'm sorry. You goose egged the last two games, McDavid. You did. You razzle dazzled to nothing.
Yep.
And, but you know what? It's an ugly trophy anyway. Who cares?
Can I just say this? And even with that.
Oh, look at my guy.
Even with that, I was absolutely terrified every time he had the puck.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Not Draisaitl, though.
Now, there. Hey, wait. What do you think Tobin's saying in Edmonton right now?
Oh, dude. They're sending him to the Yotes.
Where did they send him?
They're sending his ass to the Yotes.
Where? It's warmer there.
Rats off a ship.
It'd be nicer there.
You see Kachuk, who just remains a troll. He goes on the Canadian feed afterwards on Sportsnet. And he goes, just want to tell all my Calgary fans, you know I couldn't have let Edmonton win.
Oh. Yeah, I did see that. I heard Paul Maurice say that, you know, he wishes the next winner is Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Sorry, cats are going to be good for a while.
Yeah.
I think they're already the favorite for next year.
As long as they don't turn into fat cats.
True.
I don't see that.
They don't. The crazy thing about it is the way they play hockey, it's hard to be a fat cat.
Tell you
either bring it or you don't.
Sam Reinhardt, agent, probably wants to slap him in the face yesterday when he's like, I don't want to leave. He goes, hey, knock it off. Just 60 goals and you had the game winner. You stop it.
Yeah.
I don't care if I send you to Winnipeg.
He worked his way into arguably what's going to be the biggest contract. He's the number one free agent right now based off what I'm hearing. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be huge money.
Wow. Lots to get to.
He kind of looks like Hawkeye.
He does.
What do you think Quenneville thought of this yesterday? You think he's at home and he's like,
I don't know, he's probably ice fishing.
Okay. Man, but I got to tell you, that from start to finish.
Ice fishing.
They had a couple of bumps in the road.
It's June.
But the way they handled themselves along with their coach and Paul Maurice was quite enjoyable. At no point in time did I ever feel that they either couldn't turn it around or couldn't get it done. And I've said that. Like, you could have won it in six and got me a little chili pepper, but that's okay.
Mm. we'll take a break. If you guys want to get in here, 305-567-0560. Taking your cat calls here on the show. Howard Bobrovsky is next.
Filthy.
Oh, man. Drink it in, South Florida.
2-1 filthy.
The Florida Panthers, Stanley Cup champions, Paul Maurice. That's last year with what the identity he wanted. 2-1 filthy. Talking about it last night. I saw Evan Rodriguez drop a 2-1 filthy on the end. They're like, she's like, 2-1 filthy. I'm like, yep.
2-1 filthy.
What a win, dude. What
poetic,
an
poetic,
poetic, ending. Perfect way, mwah, to cap it off, Frog Boy.
I heard him say nothing was easy for this Panthers team, including this final, and it was worth it, man. It was absolutely worth it.
It was a cool night last night. Cool night as a dad last night. My son was sitting with me the entire time, and that was a cool experience because we've come a long way since I failed him not getting in the Stanley C. Panther at the preseason Panthers Tampa Bay Lightning game from two seasons ago he gets the Stanley C. Panther
redemption,
but last night he stuck by my side the entire way.
Nice.
And I mean, he really hates that Chris Knobloch.
Yeah, well, you know what,
hates him, dude.
Got a punchable face.
Hates Chris Knobloch. He was booing him every time. He goes, who's that? Who's their
Who
coach?
Is that?
Who's their coach? And he's just hitting with boos. He called him a loser. My son, not a graceful winner.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not a graceful winner.
You know, it's okay. When you win, you decide how you're going
to
be.
Right. And to the victor, go the spoil. You know, we had to sit here and watch those charlatan bums say whatever they want. So yep. if he wants to take a couple pot shots at Knobloch, I'm all for it. You know what? Raisin petty. That's what I'm trying to do.
He joined you as well in the post-game celebration.
Sure did.
That was great.
Sure
was
did. Great to see he goes out there. Everybody knows when something happens in sports in my neighborhood because all they hear is, Leroy!
You can tell school's out.
Oh, yeah.
Had a tandem jump.
He was, dude, and you want to know something? I sent him to bed.
He's laughing. He's laughing the whole time.
I sent him to bed afterwards because I'm like, all right, you know, as we saw, you know, him and we saw Bob raise the cup. And then, you know, I'm like, all right, it's bedtime. It was really late at that point. I think it was like 11:30 for them. Wow. And then all of a sudden, I'm like hearing some rump because I'm like, you know, I can see my kitchen from my couch. I'm like, what's that? And he's like, a half hour later, I'm still sitting there on the couch. I'm watching SportsCenter. Yeah. He's sneaking out. I'm like, what are you doing?
No way.
He's like, I want to keep watching. I'm like, what am I to do? Say no?
Look, yeah.
What am I to do? Say no?
My video from the elbow room.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. You know, my I was
Aaron?
Thinking that yesterday.
Yeah, it
is. My
look at that.
My son has never seen the Panthers not in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Lucky him.
That was like my daughter. Well, it was like my daughter with the Heat were born. Yeah. I was like, you only know the good stuff.
Right.
You only know the good stuff.
And man, every year.
Look, 10 years is like it's not the longest drought in the world, but it certainly has felt like a drought, especially with all the close calls that the city has gotten here, man. You know, like with last year with the Panthers, incredible run, miracle run. All the OT winners, but then, you know, you're banged up, like everybody's hurt going into that Stanley Cup final last year, and they made it all the way back. The Heat, of course, you know, doing what they did last year.
Yeah.
This year, you know, weren't able to do it. But, like, for the Panthers to finally get it over the line and do it with so much angst because, man.
You kids are pampered. What? I didn't.
What?
You know how long I waited?
For what?
For my team just to go to the playoffs.
Are you talking about the Saints, dude?
Yeah.
You got to go to the NFL in between. Huh? You got to go play in the league in between. You got cool stuff.
Still didn't win.
You got cool stuff.
Come on. I mean, I had to wait till I was 18. No, 19 until they even went to the playoffs.
You got to watch a T-Wolves game with Prince.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Let's hear from Paul Maurice.
Oh, my God.
He was talking yesterday. This was him saying, you don't win the cup, you share it.
Goosies, by the way.
Great line.
There's a whole bunch of things you don't know until you get there. You don't win a Stanley Cup. I didn't win the Stanley Cup tonight. I got to share it. And that is a completely different idea. Not that I thought this was all about me. I certainly didn't. I mean, you replace me tomorrow. That's a good hockey team. But that's what I learned. You don't win a Stanley Cup. You share it. You get to share it.
Wow.
That's good.
I tell you what. There's one guy who was not so calm during the angst of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Zito?
He wasn't having it.
Yeah, he was. He's already thinking like it's classic maniac. He's like, hey, we gotta get to free agency. We gotta get to the draft. Is the draft Friday?
Draft is Friday.
Friday.
It's at the Globe.
At the Sphere.
The Sphere.
That's not fair.
I know.
So wait, he's got to go to the draft. Do they have to go to the draft? They could do it down here, right? War room.
No, they go. They probably have a war room there. They're doing it in the Sphere. You know they got. Accommodation.
They gotta send a Panthers rep. Well, you know, maybe the Panthers instead.
No, they gotta go flex. So, you know, if you a Panthers, hey, if you play Panthers front office, you go in there.
When do they do the awards? Don't they do the awards there too?
Thursday are the awards.
Thursday. So wait, the Panthers are going to Vegas and then coming back for Sunday. Yeah, that's why it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that makes sense.
Bob's gonna get his best now.
You think?
Hopefully. I don't know. He deserves it.
He deserves it.
But think about this. It was already voted on before the Stanley Cup.
Emphasis on
Con. I understand.
So.
I understand. But can I just say, it's a little ridiculous to give it to McDavid.
Like, what are we doing here?
First of all.
And you said it was too much of what I said.
Great job. You know, record 4 points, back-to-back games. Great. Makes it a series. Certainly awesome. We all acknowledge he's awesome. Can you be the most valuable when your team, when the chips are on the table?
Man. You didn't come. You didn't score. Donut.
And stoned by Bob. And Bob finished fourth.
Yeah, that's great.
I was like, what?
Barkey
had the most Panthers points.
He was second.
Near unanimous for McDavid. Only I think Bob got one first place vote.
Yeah.
So it would have been even lower if somebody had him in the normal setting. But, that's crazy. What are you? Three games in the Stanley Cup, one goal or less, a shutout. They're not here without him.
Yeah.
What is that? I know you want to make Canada feel good. We all want to make Canada feel
good. That ain't going to make you send them home with wood. We got silver, baby.
It's a lame ass looking trophy, but I want it. That's Bob's trophy.
Yeah.
McDavid didn't even come out. No sportsmanship.
Nope.
He didn't accept your award.
I was going to say, he didn't even accept his trophy.
Hey, by the way.
What?
It's not bad sportsmanship for him not to come out there.
Cary Bettman's like, we accept this on McDavid's behalf. Yeah. Like it's the Oscars.
Hey, like to explain. You.
He was broken. I actually felt bad for him.
Yeah. There's no way. He's like, for anybody to even suggest that it's poor sportsmanship for him not to come out there and stand and get booed by everybody. And waving.
Well, when he was announced, everyone was booed.
And then people said that was classes by the Panthers fan, but like Bob deserved it, dude. I'm sorry.
Wait.
No shot. Barkov wins in a loss.
I've called fans classless, and I've said they've done things in poor taste. Right? I've been a part of it. But let me explain something to you. What in the hell do you think is going to happen if you give the Stanley Cup to the home fans and then try to give the MVP to a guy on the other team?
Ridiculous.
What do you think is going to happen?
And Gary Bettman, you know, this is why everybody doesn't like him. Because
he didn't do it.
What?
He didn't vote for it.
I understand he didn't vote for it, but the way he announced it, it was kind of like American Idol. And this year's Conn Smythe, and I'm
he
sitting here
with, nervous.
I'm sitting here with Sophie. I'm like, oh, here we go. Bob's about to get his award. Bob's about to get yours. Leading the league in scoring these playoffs. I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Whatever. But then Bob had the trophy.
Wait,
and I
but
didn't
then
care.
The Conn Smythe is not the playoffs.
It's playoffs.
Yeah. Which makes it a little difficult because you're going to give it to somebody who
but
goes
he
to
was,
the finals.
But, okay, but the odds on
Bob,
like Bob was the odds on favorite before game four.
Right. Correct.
Okay. He was the easy. Odds, like, the landslide odds on favorite to win that. Yeah. They did say something on the broadcast, but I don't really understand. They said they have to get their vote in 10 minutes in the middle of the third period, which to me is stupid. We have computers.
What?
Why? I don't understand that. But, yeah, dude, Bob, I'm sorry. You goose egged the last two games, McDavid. You did. You razzle-dazzled to nothing.
Yep.
And, but you know what? It's an ugly trophy anyway. Who cares?
Can I just say this? And even with that.
Oh, look at my guy.
Even with that, I was absolutely terrified every time he had the puck.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Not Drysdale, though.
Now, there. Hey, wait. What do you think Tobin's saying in Edmonton right now?
Oh, dude. They're sending him to the Yotes.
Where did he send him?
They're sending his ass to the Yotes.
Where? It's warmer there.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah, it'd be nicer there.
You see Tkachuk, who just remains a troll. He goes on the Canadian feed afterwards on Sportsnet, and he goes, just want to tell all my Calgary fans, you know I couldn't have let Edmonton win.
Oh. Yeah, I did see that. I heard Paul Maurice say that, you know, he wishes the next winner is Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Sorry, cats are going to be good for a while.
Yeah.
I think they're already the favorite for next year.
As long as they don't turn into fat cats.
True.
I don't see that.
They don't. The crazy thing about it is the way they play hockey, it's hard to be a fat cat.
Tell you.
You either bring it or you don't.
Sam Reinhart, agent, probably wants to slap him in the face yesterday when he's like, I don't want to leave. He goes, hey, knock it off. Just 60 goals and you had the game winner. You stop it.
Man. Yeah.
I don't care if I send you to Winnipeg.
He worked his way into arguably what's going to be the biggest contract. He's the number one free agent right now based off what I'm hearing. So
yeah.
That's going to be huge money.
Wow. Lots to get to.
He kind of looks like Hawkeye.
He does.
What do you think Quenneville thought of this yesterday? You think he's at home and he's like,
I don't know. He's probably ice fishing.
Okay.
Man, but I got to tell you, that from start to finish.
Ice fishing.
They had a couple of bumps in the road.
It's June.
But the way they handled themselves along with their coach and Paul Maurice was quite enjoyable. At no point in time did I ever feel that they either couldn't turn it around or couldn't get it done. And I've said that. Like, you could have won it in six and got me a little chili pepper, but that's okay.
Mm. We'll take a break. If you guys want to get in here, 305-567-0560. Taking your cat calls here on the show. Howard Bobrovsky is next.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.